Yes, it was civil. It was very informative. And coming up on Monday, we'll have a gubernatorial debate between Charlie Crist and Governor DeSantis. We'll see how that one goes. Coming up here next, got an update for you on that whole CDC recommending the COVID-19 vaccine for the immunization schedule for kids going to school. Got an update on that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So the latest update on the CDC recommending COVID-19 vaccines on the immunization schedule for kids to attend schools. Attorneys general around the country, led by Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, have sued the CDC, trying to urge them to reverse their recommendation. So we'll see how it goes down there. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us. Also, we have a new mobile app and where you can listen to the live stream. You can click the on-demand button to listen to podcasts of this show, of Pensacola Morning News, and of Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. So we have all the podcasts on there as well. And then you can check out local national news. And even if you have a news or traffic tip, we got a new feature where you can basically leave your audio to basically leave us an audio tip for either news or traffic. So all you got to do is look for the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store, whatever it may be. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you before we get to our sports hit is where'd it go? Okay. January 6th committee has officially subpoenaed former President Donald Trump, calling him to testify on November 14th, which is what they're saying is that he looks like he might create a legal challenge to that. I don't know. We're going to see. At least we have a date now, November 14th. Whether it happens or not, we'll have to see. Canada's Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, has announced a ban on handgun sales and transfers immediately, effective immediately, saying that fewer guns means safer communities. I mean, sure, in a fantasy world, but okay. And then, let's see here. The U.S. budget deficit plunged to $1.38 trillion as the pandemic aid unwinds. This is the deficit. The deficit is $1.38 trillion. The deficit is the amount that we are short, that we basically don't have the money to pay our bills. $1.38 trillion that we're short on paying our bills every month. It's so flabbergasting. It's so bizarre. All right. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
High school football tonight. Northview is at Mariana. Gulf Breeze is at Tate. Pine Forest going to Escambia. Lighthouse Christian is playing Pensacola High. Washington is at Choctaw. Pensacola Catholic is going to Monroe. Milton is going to be playing in Crestview. Navarre is hosting Pace. And Jay is playing Graceville in Jay. It was supposed to play last night, but it was canceled last night. So they're playing tonight, I believe. And then let's see here. NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight at 6:30 with the Boston Celtics against the Miami Heat. And at 9 o'clock, the Denver Nuggets will be playing the Golden State Warriors. And then NCAA football, Friday Night Football, tonight, 6:30, ESPN2. Tulsa will take on Temple. CBS Sports Network has University of Alabama, Birmingham, taking on Western Kentucky. And let's see here. I think there's NHL. Yeah, NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight. And we got a day off for baseball right now as well. Then when it comes to college football this weekend, got a lot of teams that are off, like Florida State, Florida, and Auburn aren't playing this weekend. Miami's playing Duke. South Alabama, of course, played Troy last night and lost 10-6. And number 6 Alabama is going to be playing number 24 Mississippi State. That's the big game on Saturday, Alabama playing Mississippi State. On Sunday, the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the Giants. The Bucs are going to be playing the Panthers. Last night, the Saints lost to the Cardinals 42-34. Sunday night football is going to be the Steelers against the Dolphins, and Monday night football is going to be the Bears against the Patriots. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have some major slowdowns right now on Highway 90. This is if you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. On the causeway, there is some construction going on. You'll start seeing these slowdowns if you're moving eastbound at the Davis Highway Scenic intersection right near the Tom Thumb. So that's going to be slow moving throughout the causeway. It'll clear up before you get to Pace, but just keep that in mind. I-10 and I-110 looking good. We do have one accident on I-10. This is going to be at exit 22 to Milton. Roadway is clear, but it did just occur, so if they're still on the scene, keep your eyes out for it and use some caution. Also seeing some slow traffic on 98 throughout West Pensacola. This is going to be where Lillian Highway meets Dog Track Road. Seeing some slow traffic in basically every direction at that intersection, so just keep that in mind. See something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, some of the sports news here for you real quick. Starting off with Dak Prescott, he's officially in the starting lineup. Quarterback Russell Wilson of the Broncos is a game-time decision due to his hamstring injury. Running back for the Ravens, Dobbins, is going to undergo knee surgery. He will be out 4 to 6 weeks. Jets wide receiver Elijah Moore asked to be traded, and has not been traded, and now has been placed as inactive for the game. So the head coach is like, oh, you want to be traded? Well, then you ain't playing this week. Oh, boy. And a big story that happened earlier, 49ers have acquired running back Christian McCaffrey from the Panthers for a pile of draft picks. Big move right there. Christian McCaffrey, one of the most dynamic, if not the most dynamic running back. He just can't stay healthy. But when he is healthy, he is the most dynamic running back in the league. And I'm a Titans fan, so I love my running back, Derrick Henry. But Christian McCaffrey can just do so many things. So the 49ers picking him up is big for the 49ers. And this will help the Panthers rebuild with all these number draft picks that they have. Sad story here. San Jose State running back Camden McWright died today after getting hit by a school bus. He was riding one of those electric scooters, and he got hit by a school bus. Wow. The Rangers have hired Bruce Bocci as their next manager to replace Chris Woodward, and I think that about wraps us up right there. In other news, that's your sports hit. In other news, the U.S. Department of Labor has proposed a new rule that could completely upend the gig economy. If you're listening, you're an Uber driver, you're doing another kind of freelance work. I know there's some other websites out there where people are able to do creative work and things like that. I might want to pay attention. The new rule would change how the federal government determines who is a freelancer and who is an employee. And so they haven't really given a whole lot of details yet, but they said that the rule will provide more benefits and protections for workers. Essentially, what the rule would do was it would change the classification of freelance independent contractors to be employees. And so I'm like, whoa. I don't know about that, because look, there's a lot of people I know who prefer to be an independent contractor, who prefer to be considered a freelancer. Yeah, they don't get tax withholding. Yeah, they don't get benefits. They're going to handle that all on their own. Like, you know what? No withholding. Just pay me 100% of what I earn. And I will do my own taxes. I will get my own insurance, things like that. There's a lot of people who prefer that. But the Department of Labor is like, no, they need benefits. They need protections. Like, oh boy. So this could put, and what happens is now that they're employees, a lot of small businesses hiring independent contractors. Now all of a sudden they might be forced to make them employees and have to do payroll withholding and all these other expenses that come on board. So this could really, once again, it seems like everything we've seen in the last 3 years hurts small business. Everything with the pandemic lockdown, that didn't hurt large business. They're fine. They can weather the storm. They, you know, it doesn't affect them that much. But small businesses went out of business in droves. And now they're getting out of it. They're finally coming back and inflation's hitting. And once again, big businesses, nah, no problem. We're good. Small businesses going out of business in droves. Now the Department of Labor is wanting to change a rule that says, well, if you got a bunch of independent contractors, depending on what they're doing and how much they're working for you, you're going to have to reclassify them as employees. Once again, who's that affect? Small businesses. It's very, very anti-small business, a lot of these policies that have been going on in recent years. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom and top stories and, got our weekend movie preview. So stick around for that.
To you right now, it's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love bars down on me, surround me like
Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here in just a minute, give you my thoughts on the movie Black Adam. But first, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, there were reports of strange lights in the skies over Northwest Florida last night. Now, those reports were investigated by our friends over at Channel 3, but what was it? Well, it wasn't aliens or meteors. Nope, it was, in fact, a train of Starlink satellites. Starlink says it's called a train. That's when you see a whole, a bunch of them in a row traveling around the Earth. Well, you can track those yourself and find out when the next time you can see one is at findstarlink.com.
Very interesting. All right, I didn't know about that. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Real quick, let's go ahead and hit weekend movie preview.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
The big movie out in the theater this week, one a lot of people have been looking forward to, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, DC Comics' latest film, Black Adam, rated PG-13. This movie, so it stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson as a guy named Teth Adam. And Teth Adam was bestowed powers by the gods in order to basically seek vengeance and free his people who were imprisoned in this ancient city of Kandak. And then he somehow gets, like, I don't know, imprisoned or something like this. And 5,000 years later, he is freed in order to help free the city once again. But at the same time, the Justice Society, which are like the good guys, think he's a threat. And so Hawkman, Dr. Fate, Atom Smasher, and Cyclone try to stop him. And it creates a big battle between them. Yet there's some other bad guys. Look, here's the thing. If you've seen Shazam, you see Shazam's kind of campy, a little goofy at times. But then all of a sudden it's like super scary. And you're like, whoa, these are like really scary monsters who just ate a bunch of people. That's kind of freaky, and that's not for kids. Like, but at other parts of it, though, you're like laughing, like, this is really kid-friendly. And then all of a sudden, you know, like I said, scary monsters eating kids. And you're like, or eating people. And you're like, wait a minute. That's how this one is. Black Adam, first of all, I didn't realize this. Teth Adam was a Shazam. The reason why he got his powers is because of Shazam. So he's a Shazammer. And then it's got campy, goofy lines all throughout it. We're like, oh, this is fun. This would be great for the kids. Whoa, did he just electrocute somebody to death? Okay, maybe not. And that's like what it is. It's like, it's so campy and so silly. You're thinking this is for kids or younger teens or something like this. And then it goes dark. And you're like, okay, nope, not letting my kids see this. And I thought the editing in it was horrendous. It seems to just jump back and forth to things really quickly, almost like they're just trying to get to the action sequences. And then, because when they get to the action sequences, everything's in slow motion. Every fight sequence is in slow motion. And I don't know what to think of it yet. I don't think I liked it, to be honest. This is like, and I liked Shazam, but this was, to me, it wasn't even as good as Shazam. It's okay. And they set up a premise. It's almost like they were just trying to get through the origin story so they can set up another film. That's what it felt like. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow traffic on Highway 90. This is if you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the Causeway. There's construction going on the bridge right now that's causing some major delays. You'll start seeing those slowdowns on Scenic, getting closer to that intersection with Tom Thumb. So at that light, right after you get past that light near Mugs and Jugs, you'll see some slow traffic throughout the entire way of the Causeway. Once you get into Pace, you're looking good. I-10 and I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. We do have one accident on I-10 that's going to be moving in the eastbound direction right near the Avalon Boulevard exit that's causing some slight delays. So be on the lookout for that, as well as your everyday afternoon traffic in Gulf Breeze. That's going to be Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Eastbound on 98 is slow moving. See someone else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There is, well, let me get some of the other things in the movies. So on DVD or digital download this week, you had Paws of Fury come out, which kind of looks like a knockoff of the Kung Fu Panda. But I haven't seen it yet. I hear it's actually pretty good, but it I don't know. And also Bullet Train came out, starring Brad Pitt. Now, I saw this one. The best way I could describe this one, it's a funny action, but it's very gruesome, the action sequences are, like Kill Bill. Like where it's like excess amount of blood, you know, where it's like, that doesn't make any sense. But so it's like kind of like that. I actually thought it was really funny. I laughed all throughout the whole thing. But if you're queasy with violence, you're not going to want to see it. On Amazon Prime, there's a new show called The Peripheral. It's a new sci-fi thriller that's out called The Peripheral. And something on Netflix is called The School of Good and Evil, a new fantasy film. Real quick here, today's sign of the apocalypse. San Francisco is building a $1.7 million single toilet in the neighborhood plaza. That's right. It's going to take 3 years to complete. It's going to be their only public toilet area. It's going to cost $1.7 million. San Francisco. Oh, well. That's cool right now, Bobby Rossi.